happy life. Emily's a high school student. She loves studying and going to school where she meets her friends. She's very friendly, and everyone in her class is happy with her. But one day, suddenly, her school was closed by the authorities because of the COVID virus. Little by little, was spreading all over the world, and people had to stay at home to avoid infections. She was very happy at first, because they could have a two-week holiday from school, so she could rest and enjoy doing what she liked most. Unfortunately, days, weeks, and months passed, but school couldn't open. She couldn't go out, meet her friends, even hug her parents, and the situation got worse and worse. Emma's happiness started to decrease, and a feeling of uncertainty and loss became very strong. She had started to attend online classes, but it wasn't the same as the usual classes at school. There was no chance. Little by little, she got used to them. She decides to create her own island in her room, and thanks to her teachers, she was experimenting new strategies and new tools, mainly the digital ones. She spent a lot of time online also to chat with her friends. She was very sensitive, and she could perceive all the problems her classmates were suffering of. So, she usually got in touch with them, and that's why she realized that one of her friends, Ali, very shy, she had met on the first school day, wasn't attending the classes, and very worried, called him to invite him to be present. When Emma phoned him, he was very surprised, but happy to hear his friend. They started a long conversation. He was very disappointed, worried, and disoriented. Ali told her that he was stressed and bored about lockdown, and he always ate junk food and spent all the days on his bed surfing the net. As a consequence, he had gained weight and was very depressed. Emma represented his rescue. He had realized he wasn't alone, and also his friends were forced to live that way, but through the pandemic, life had to be lived in the best possible way. First, he started to attend his online classes. Then he became very active and interested in the new school. He was very curious about the digital tools the teachers suggested to use, and he became very good at using them. Now, he has accepted that he has to live like that, but he's not alone. His friends, first of all Emma, has helped him to realize that everyone is strong enough to face any new situation, thanks to one's friends. Now Emma is much more satisfied